and all week, and I'm going to play you a little tune to show off this dulcimer. Just listen to this dulcimer. It's called The Uncloudy Day. Well, did that dulcimer sound pretty good?
Yeah.
This is a coming out party for this dulcimer. It's 2 hours old, and my student Garrett made it. Garrett, where are you? Stand up. It's a real beauty. I'm real proud of him. Okay, now let's see. I know we've all made lots of friends this week. I sure have. And renewed old acquaintances. Remembered faces that I'd almost forgotten. Well, here's to all of us that have friends here. It's called You've Been a Friend to Me. My bark of life was tossing down that troubled stream of time. When first I saw your smiling face, and youth was in its prime. Well, I'll never forget where I if ever I have had a friend, you've been that friend to me. Misfortune raised me as her child, and loved me fondly too. If ever across life's troubled sea, I smile to think that through all I've seen, you've been a friend to me. Well, I'll never forget where. If ever I had a friend, you've been that friend to me. If ever I have had a friend, you've been that friend to me. Garrett, I love it. Well, we haven't had too much on our playing around here, but
a few.
I'm glad to see a few of them. And we've had a few little jam sessions, too, that were fun. But I got a tune here about, it's an old-time tune. I kind of like that old-time music. I don't know why, maybe because I grew up with it. The band always tells me that. This is an old tune. About 100 years old or something like that. It's called You Ain't Talking to Me. I gotta think of the words. let's see. Embarrassing. Yeah, let's see. Not that one either. Huh? Yeah, that's it. Stay close by. I went up to a lady's house to beg a bite to eat. She fed me on some pork and beans and pie and coffee sweet. She said, "Now, Bill, you sure did feed me good. Will you step out in my backyard and chop a cord of wood?" "Oh, you ain't talking to me. No, you ain't talking to me. I may be crazy and all like that, but I got good sense, you see. Oh, you ain't talking to me. No, you ain't talking to me. You fed me good, but I can't chop wood, and you ain't talking to me." Now me and my wife had our ups and downs all through our married life. She said to me one day, "Bill, let's stop this sorrow and strife." We went upon the lake One evening just about dusk, she says, "Now, Bill, we'll drown ourselves. No one will be for us." Oh, you ain't talking to me. No, you ain't talking to me. I may be crazy and all like that, but I got good sense, you see. Oh, you ain't talking to me. No, you ain't talking to me. When the lake goes dry, it's time to die, and you ain't talking to me. Out hunting with my buddy Jake on a bright and sunny day, I ran into a big old bear and he would not go away. Jake says he's powerful big, we'll need some help, it's clear. I'll run back and get the boys and you just keep him here. Oh, you ain't talking to me. No, you ain't talking to me. I may be crazy and all like that, but I got good sense, you see. Oh, you ain't talking to me. No, you ain't talking to me. You hold a gun, I'd rather run. And you ain't talking to me. Oh, you ain't talking to me. No, you ain't talking to me. I may be crazy and all like that, but I got good sense, you see. Oh, you ain't talking to me. No, you ain't talking to me. That's all there is, there ain't no more, and you ain't talking to me. Well, here's a song that kind of sounds old, but it's really not. It's written by one of our favorite composers, Bill Staines. And it's probably his most famous tune. And it's got a few hand motions that we use with it. It's called All God's Critters. Anybody ever hear of it? Okay. But you are critters. Well, actually, the name of the tune is Place in the Choir. So you're the critters in the choir. It goes like this. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Now, these are all hand motions you got to make. Now, pay attention. And some just clap their hands or pause or anything you got. Now, before you do that, turn to your neighbor and say hello so that when you hit them in the ribs, you know, they will not think you're angry with them. So do that right now. Say hello to your neighbors. Okay. Now you got to do this. Otherwise, I'm going to stay on this stage all night long and until you get it right. So it's here and I want everybody to kind of join in. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paw or anything you got. All right. Now, can you do that without me leading you through all that stuff? Because I'm going to be doing other things, maybe. Trying to think of the words. Anybody know those words? Taking mouth to me. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got. Now listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks. Hippopotamus jump, moans and groans with a big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. The dog and the cat, they take up the middle where the honeybees hum and the crickets fiddle. The donkey brays and the pony neighs and the old coyote howls. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. You're looking like critters. Listen to the top where the little birds sing on the melody with the high notes ringing. The hooter owl hollers over everything and the jaybird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. Little duck quacks and he's on his way. The possum ain't got much to say. And the porcupine talks to himself. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap it. Good. It's a simple song of living sung everywhere by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, sly raccoon and the turtle dove. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got. Now all God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. You're great! All right. Thank you very much. Everybody have a good time.
Well, they said to keep these introductions kind of short, so actually nothing really needs to be said except Sam Rosetta. I don't know of anybody that's done more for the Hammer Dulcimer or more with the Hammer Dulcimer than Sam, so let's have a big round of applause for Sam.
I thought I was never going to get a seat at this concert. This was the only way left. Yesterday was my 26th wedding anniversary. My wife is home tending the shop, but I'd like to play a couple of her favorite hymns to start off tonight. Thank you. Well, this has been one of the nicest weeks that I've had at Augusta with one of the best groups of people. And we spent the whole week playing really pretty dulcimer music. So I thought I would do a little of the other side of life for dulcimer. There's a tune that I'd like to play tonight that I wrote not too long ago for Russell Fluharty. A lot of you remember Russell as the man who got an awful lot of people started playing the dulcimer. And his dream was to see more and more people learn how to play and spread the word. So I call this Fluharty's Dream. As a progressive progresses in my mind, I hear more and more people playing dulcimers.
Thank you.
I'll end up with a tune that I toyed around with last summer. Bill Robinson, who's a third-generation dulcimer player from Illinois, was out here last summer. We played a whole bunch of stuff that no one else heard in the wee hours. And this is one of my tunes that we traded back and forth trying to come up with bizarre things to do with it. I'm not going to do that tonight, but this is the Wing Over Reel.
It's time for Betty Smith. You folks that have been in her class, of course, know what a treat you're in for. The rest of you, here it comes. Betty, come on up here.
Today in my class was Dorian Day, so I decided I would do a Dorian tune. And this is a song written by Cy Conn called Gone, Gonna Rise Again, and it's got a nice refrain that you can sing on. this grave on the mountainside, I'm gonna rise again. I was too young to understand how he felt about the land, but I could read history in his hand. I'm gonna rise again. Ham in the smokehouse, cotton in the gin. I'm gonna rise again. Corn in the crib and the apples in the bin. I'm gonna rise again. Cows in the barn and hogs in the lot. You know he never had a lot, but he worked like the devil for the little that he got. I'm gonna rise again. Those apple trees on the mountainside, I'm gonna rise again. He planted those trees the year he died. I'm gonna rise again. I guess he knew he'd never see the red fruit hanging from the tree, but he planted those trees for his children and me. I'm gonna rise again. High on the ridge behind the farm, I'm gonna rise again. I think of my people who have gone on, I'm gonna rise again. Like a tree that grows in the mountain ground, the storms of life have cut them down, but the new it springs from the roots in the ground. I'm gonna rise again. I lived near a town called Hot Springs, and we had a woman who lived there when Cecil Sharp came through the mountains and sang more songs for him than any other person in this country that he met up with. Her name was Jane Gentry. She also had about 15 of her Jack Tales published in the 20s. She was a member of that Hicks and Harmon clan, only she lived on the other side of the mountains. And she sang a lot of songs that everybody would know, like Froggy Went A-Courtin' and Soldier, Soldier, because she went to the school every Friday. But she also knew a lot of really good ballads. This is her version of what some people call Three Nights Drunk. Only in the old versions, he doesn't seem to be drunk. He's just a fool, which is probably worse. But but she called this Old Witchet. She beat me, she banged me, is her heart's delight, to beat me with the poking stick when I come home at night. Old woman, old woman, what means all of this? A horse in the stable where my horse ought to be. You old fool, you blind fool, it's fool, said she. It's nothing but a milk cow your mammy sent to me. Miles have I traveled, 10,000 miles or more, but saddle on a milk cow I never saw before. Old woman, old woman, what means all of this? A coat hanging here where my coat ought to be. You old fool, you blind fool, it's fool, said she. It's nothing but a bed quilt your mammy sent to me. Miles have I traveled, 10,000 miles or more, but buttons on a bed quilt I never saw before. Old woman, what means all of this?
nothing but a petticoat your mammy sent to me. Miles have I traveled, 10,000 miles or more. But calluses on a petticoat I never saw before. Old woman, old woman, what means all of this? Boots by the bed where my boots ought to be. You old fool, you blind fool, it's fool, said she. It's nothing but a milk churn your mammy sent to me. Miles have I traveled, 10,000 miles or more. But heels upon a milk churn I never saw before. Old woman, old woman, what means all of this? A head on the pillow where my head ought to be. You old fool, you blind fool, it's fool, said she. It's nothing but a baby your mammy sent to me. Miles have I traveled, 10,000 miles or more. But hair upon a baby's face I never saw before.
I'll just say that this is in the same family as the hammered dulcimer. It is usually called a psaltery when it's plucked, but of course they all came from the same instruments. Thank you. an Irish harp piece by Mr. Lyons, who was a contemporary of O'Caroline. That seems to be the only piece of his that anybody remembers. This is a song that Bob Beers, who first found one of the old Mackenzie piano harps that this was fashioned after. Bob really wrote this for the Psaltery, and he called it Seasons of Peace. By John Ciardi. That's one of my very favorite things to do on Psaltery or with anything else too, I guess. It's called There Once Was an Owl.
once was an owl perched on a shed. 50 years later, the owl was dead. 50 times 50 and the years go by. Corn keeps best when it's cool and dry. And 50 times 50 and one by one, night begins when the day is done. Some say mice are in the corn. Some say kittens are being born. Some say a kitten becomes a cat. Mice are likely to know about that. Some cats are scratchy and some are not. Corn grows best when it's damp and hot. Owl on the shed, cat in the clover, mice in the corn, and it all starts over. 50 times 50 and one by one, night begins when the day is done.
Take about a 20-minute disruption here so that we can clear the stage for the next round. So you can stretch, you can stand, you can do whatever you like. Well, no, not whatever you like, but we'll see you in 20 minutes.